Oh, Alan, you're just the person that I was hoping to bump into on campus. You're a real Toronto guy, right? I mean, you're the kind of guy who knows a lot about the city.
Yeah, I guess. Toronto is my hometown, after all.
Well, this year I have decided to experience as much of Toronto as I can, and on the internet I have seen all kinds of events that look interesting. However, I was hoping that someone could tell me which ones are the quintessential ones. I mean, which events are the events that I really must attend?
Oh, sure. Well, do you like music?
Yes?
Then you should definitely go to the jazz festival.
Do you mean the one that is held downtown?
No, I mean the one that happens in the beach every July. It's amazing. There is a huge variety of live music, and Queen Street is closed off for the whole weekend so that people can walk around and enjoy the festival. It's awesome.
All right, that sounds great. What other events do you recommend?
Well, it goes without saying that you should attend one of the film festivals.
I have heard about the Real Asian Festival, the one with all the films from Asia.
Yeah, that one is great, but the one that is world-renowned is the Toronto International Film Festival. Many of the movies that win Academy Awards debut there. During the week that the festival runs, you can spot big Hollywood stars all over Toronto. My friend Mandy, who volunteered at the festival last year, met Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Wow, that sounds exciting. I like movies, but I like art even more. Can you tell me about the events that are dedicated to exhibiting art?
Oh, certainly. I highly recommend Nuit Blanche and Luminato.
I think I have heard of Nuit Blanche. Is that the one that featured Ai Weiwei's Forever Bicycle sculpture?
Yes, that's right. You know your art, don't you?
Yes, I really love art.
Well then, you should go to Luminato as well. Unlike Nuit Blanche, which only lasts for one night, Luminato is an event that lasts for 10 days.
Thanks, Alan. Wow, I am going to be busy this year taking in all these events that Toronto has to offer.